Yes, God is preparing me, and he's preparing you. Brothers and sisters, it's Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you once again to WGUM, Glory United Ministries. Want you to know at the conclusion of this song by Daryl Coley, he's preparing me, Pastor Patricia Benjamin will be with us without further introduction or interruption. Yes, God is preparing me.
But something that I cannot handle right now. He's making me ready, just because he cares, he cares. And you know he's preparing me because he cares. He is maturing me. Yes, he is. Because he cares. Hallelujah. And you know what? The Lord is arranging me. Yes, he is. And not only is arranging, but he rearranged my attitude.
God, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. For the scripture declares that there is none other greater than the Lord himself. For the Lord, he is God, and there is none like him. I tell you, it is good to be with you once more and again. It's a beautiful, beautiful, bright, sunshiny day. There was a songwriter who said it's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. Well, it's not going to be. It is a bright sunshine day, but don't be deceived by the sunshine, because it is extremely cold outdoors here in the Hamptons. It's in the teens, and I understand that the wind chill making it seem like it's in single digits. God is preparing me for the best thing that comes in my life. I really appreciate God for being mindful of me, for in the book of Jeremiah, it lets us know that God is concerned, because he said, the thoughts that I have concerning you, the thoughts that I have about you, how I view you, how I prepare the way for you. You may want to take the low road, but I have prepared a high road for you. And in doing so, there are some steps that you must take. There are some avenues that you must go down in order to reach the heights that I have set the standard for you. Ah, sometimes the road is rough and the going gets tough, and the hills are hard to climb, but God, somebody say with me, but God. Anything that God has set up for his children, he makes the way. Yes, yes, he makes the way. Yes, it gets hard. Yes, but if we would hold on until we reach the peak or the point where God has designated for us. For the psalmist declared, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So know this, that the thoughts that I have concerning you, the thoughts that I have about you, are of good and not of evil. So therefore, God is preparing us. We've not played Darryl Coley in quite some time. Brother Darryl has now gone on to be with the Lord. But we here at Glory United Ministries, Blog Talk Radio, are still in the land of the living. We are in our fifth season, our fifth year of Blog Talk Radio. I tell you, if God can't do it, it can't be done. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, we have come, but we're yet here. So it brings me to read this in your hearing this morning. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world, and the world, and those who dwell therein. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world, and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who may stand in the holy place? Ah, that's a question. Who will stand in the holy place? Are you able to stand in the holy place? Well, I need to ask the question then. If you feel that you are able to stand in the holy place, then I want to know, who are you? Who are you this morning that you feel that you are able to stand in the holy place? The question is, who will stand in the holy place? But I'm asking another question. Since you feel like you are capable to stand in the holy place this morning, who are you? Another question would be, whose are you? He's preparing you. He has a thought of good and not of evil concerning you today. But who are you who feel as though you are able to stand in the holy place? Let's go back into the Psalms, and the Word of God said, he who have clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of salvation, of his salvation. Oh, my God. Who are you? And why do you feel that you have a right to stand in the holy place? Who may stand in his holy place? It tells you that if you have clean hands and a pure heart, if you have not defiled your garment, you have not sold out to the devil, you are able to stand in the holy place. But if you are not able to stand in the holy place because you have sold out to the enemy, then the Bible declares in the book of Matthew, you are not a sheep. It calls you a goat. Matthew's gospel lets you know that the sheep are on the right side. Oh, God, I thank you for your word this morning. And the goats, they go to the left. Who are you this morning? Are you able to stand as a sheep in the holy place? Or are you a goat on the other side of the master? For he is seated at the right hand of his father. If you're a sheep, you are able to stand. Oh God, I thank you for your word in the holy place. But if you're a goat, my God, you're not welcome into the kingdom of God. If you are a goat, if you are defiant and defiling the garment that God has given you, which is your body, your spirit, your mind, your soul, you are indifferent to the word of God and what the word of God says, that how you should be or how you should live your life. It says that if you have clean hands this morning and a pure heart, hey, God, then you are able to stand into the holy place. heard the old saints and everybody talking about heaven ain't going there. And I'm inclined to believe by the word of God that the old saints just wasn't speaking word, but they were going by what the word of God declared. He who shall stand in the holy place, who are you? Are you able today to say that I stand in the holy place because I have clean hands and a pure heart? Hey, none but the righteous shall see God. But as I've said, Matthew's gospel declared that if you are not a sheep, then the Lord called you a goat. And it's amazing how we have adopted the term kids. Do you have any kids? From what I understand, a kid is a goat. And all of you say it of the upper uttermost highest education, I've got goats. That's what you're saying, because the Bible said that a child or a baby of a goat is called a kid. But God calls us children. And I'm proud to say I don't recall hearing my mother say, "These kids get on my nerves." She said, "My children, my children, my children." But in order to be a child of God, and I see why you're a kid, because you don't have clean hands and a pure heart. So therefore, you're not fit to stand in the kingdom. You're not fit for the kingdom. You have dirty, polluted hands, and your heart is corrupt. There's no righteousness in your thought pattern. Everything is evil and always trying to scheme and plot and get over and lay blame on somebody else. You are not fit to stand in the holy place this morning. The question is, who will stand in the holy place? And the answer came: he who have clean hands and a pure heart. Oh, I love the Lord and I won't take it back. Who has not lifted up his soul to an idol? We have several idols. You know, that's what happened to the children back in the day when they couldn't wait on an answer from God and they didn't know what the outcome or how the outcome was going to play out on their behalf. So Moses was away hearing from God. Is there a word from the Lord? Yes, it is. Do we wait on the word? Yes, we do. We have no choice. We can't make God speak when he's not ready to. So we wait. Sometimes we wait, and our waiting was in vain because we couldn't wait, so we tried to fix it ourselves and took matters into our own hand, and we shipwrecked, and then we had to start all over again, waiting. On a day that said, I waited patiently on the Lord. That's what God is working on me about, patience. I want God to do it now. If he did it today, it'd be all right with me. But God is not moving like that. So, therefore, he's teaching me to have patience concerning the matters. Yes. Oh, boy, are you a kid? Or are you a sheep? My God, I like that question because you cannot stand in the holy place except. And I just want to talk to you today about who are you? Where are you coming from? Are you worshiping idols? Have you taken upon yourself to make your own God? You know they did that. Mm-hmm. You know while they was out there, they took and melted down the gold and made them a golden god. That's not God. God is not a calf, that you would worship a calf, an idol. And you know who and what you worship in your life. You know that some, I know some folk that worship their car. They worry about the dirt on their tires and not the dirt that's in their soul. Their heart is not clean. I look at people that don't want you to sit on their sofa because they want you to keep it a certain way, and yet they pollute their body by smoking cigarettes. The things that we focus on become our idols. We worship these things more than we do the Creator. But yet we feel that we have a right because he's a forgiving God that we can create a ruckus and then stand in holy places. The devil is a liar. That is not going to happen. You are not going to enter into the kingdom of God with dirty hearts, filthy minds, perverted. Oh, my God. Yes, Jesus, I believe, made the statement, whoever called on the Lord, not always saved. They just open their mouth and say, Lord, I know a lot of folk that don't reverence God and say, oh, Lord, have mercy. And just speaking words. So whoever cried, Lord, Lord, not going to make it in unless you have clean hands and a pure heart. In the 5 years that I've been on the Blog Talk Radio, I don't recall speaking on a message like this. I always like to encourage you to go forward. But you know you can't go forward without the right tools. You have to clean yourself. There's a song that said, wash and save yourself. We used to sing it back in the 70s. Said, make up your mind. And Myrna Somers wrote the song or sang the song, make up your mind and give yourself to God. Get right before it's too late. Wash and save yourself. Yield yourself to God, because God is soon to come, and it won't be very long. Get right before it's too late. And I heard Brother Pete say once, he said, get right or get left. And that's a true statement. Get right or get left. Let's move on. I'm almost done, Dr. Scott. Ah, he who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessings from the Lord. You got benefits when your hands are clean and you have a pure heart. God is obligated to do for you. Again, Jeremiah's gospel said, I know the thoughts concerning you. They're of good and not of evil. I'm obligated to take care of you because you've got clean hands and a pure heart. You don't worship idols. He said, I am a jealous God, and thou shalt have no other God before me. Anything, anyone that comes before God in your life is an idol you worship. That we are guilty of this. We worship our children more than we do the God who made us. Your children are more important than God. God can wait. Oh, God understands. God said family first. Well, he is the first family. He is God the Father. Well, who's any first than the Father? Isn't the Father the head of the house? Well, if God be the Father, then worship him. He comes first over your children, over your wife. It's God. You heard what Job said to his wife when she said, look here, Job. Now, let's be sensible. Let's just be reasonable here. Why don't you just curse God with all that you're going through? Why don't you just curse God and die? Job, woman, you foolish. He didn't allow his wife to cause him to get in deep trouble with God. But yet he knew the word where the Lord said, if you have clean hands and a pure heart. Job kept it real. Job was on his bed of affliction, but Job kept it real. And the Bible declares, I believe in that last chapter somewhere, it says, the end of Job was better than his beginning. And maybe it's not important how you started out, but it's how you finished the race. How you finished your race. How you finished the race. And the way to finish the race is to not have idols. Not defile yourself. But keep your hands clean. Keep your heart pure. Let's read a little bit more, and I'm going to close. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your faith. Lift up your heads, all ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Oh, my goodness. When you are able to stand in the holy place as a sheep and not on the left outside of the holy place, oh, Jesus, I thank you. Because you have clean hands, you are able to lift up your head, all ye gates. That's what the scripture says, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who, the question is, who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. But in order to lift up your heads, you must have clean hands. and a pure heart. Jesus is real. The Lord is real. The Lord is high above the heavens and will exalt him above the nations. Saints, these are some trying times. Be able to stand in the holy place with clean hands and a pure heart. And then the King of Glory, shall come in. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and the saints of God, say, Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Benjamin. Certainly enjoyed your sermon, as always. And I want to let your listeners hear Derek Cole singing You Are Worthy.